We're asking people not to return the application forms, to boycott the forms, because we're launching our campaign of non-payment of the water charges, because we see water charges as being double taxation. We already pay for water. We also see that Irish Water is a vehicle for privatisation, which will see our water supply end up in private hands. And also we see the shift from general taxation to charges for allegedly for services, which means people on lower incomes are paying a much higher percentage of their income for various services. We saw that with the property tax, and now we're seeing it with water charges.
Those who followed Can't Pay, Won't Pay's calls on the household charge, many incurred extra penalties and ended up having to pay in any case. How can you assure people this won't happen this time round if they boycott water charges?
Well, I'd say we actually paid less because of our campaign. I mean, the property tax had to be set at a very low level to get people to pay it. Water charges have been repeatedly put off. We were supposed to be paying water charges from last year. It's had to be put off. We saw that when the local property tax was introduced, it was only for 6 months of the first year. So all along, actually, I think the message has been that by resisting these charges, we've actually paid a lot less than we would have been paying from the very start if we'd all been compliant. The major factor, of course, in the property tax was the fact that the revenue had been introduced, and that won't be the case with the water charges.